Good afternoon, Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. It's a beautiful day in Derbyshire. And I'm out with my friend Ray. Say hello, Ray.
Hello.
And we're in the Amber Valley. The Amber Valley is in between Chesterfield and Ripley. And we've just headed off down to a point in the valley where we used to come a heck of a lot when we were younger. So at this moment in time, I've got my feet and my trainers as well in the river, in the River Amber. The River Amber starts just north of a village called Ashover, where my favourite pub in the world is, the Old Poets Corner. And it flows down the Amber Valley towards Ambergate, where it then joins the River Derwent. And the Derwent then flows down to meet the Trent at the south side of Derby. But it really is a beautiful place, and I'm just stepping out of the river. Spent many a happy childhood hour down here, and we were just discussing on video a moment ago, Ray and I were, that he first came down here when he was about 6, and I think I was about 9 when I first came down. We lived in different villages when we were younger, and I'm just walking up the river. See, earlier when I passed the point of no return, I was jumping across some stones and I just put my foot in. It's almost knee height now. So I passed the point of no return, so I just thought, eh, what the hey, just go for it. I'm just walking up and down the river with my trainers on. But that's nothing new. We always used to do that when we were younger. I mean, I think during the 6-week holidays, the summer holidays, we used to spend half the time here, then half the time at Chatsworth. No, probably three quarters of the time here and then the other quarter at Chatsworth. And Chatsworth, as you well know, on the Derwent there, is a beautiful place. And we just used to be jumping in and out of the river. And as we're doing the same here, we used to get on the bike and then bike it down the drive, Ogston Drive, which leads to the wall of the Ogston Reservoir. From the village of Higham, if you look on the map, Higham, H-I-G-H-A-M, which sits on Ricknell Street, which is an old Roman road. And can you hear that? East Midlands trains. It's the main line from Derby up to Chesterfield this way. And as it gets further up, it goes through the Claycross Tunnel, which was dug by George Stephenson, the legendary George Stephenson. And while he was digging the tunnel, they hit a coal seam, which basically opened up this area to coal mining. And the part just north of here, the Claycross, and areas around Grassmore and Homewood and Pillsley, where I live now, were heavily mined for coal. And even Morton, the village that I grew up in, there was some collieries there, and they even open casted that area. When we first moved to Morton, we came back from Australia, lived in Nottingham for a while, and then moved up to Morton in glorious Derbyshire, and they were open casting at the time. But they aren't now, and they haven't been for around about 15 years, possibly longer. But I digress. This area is locally known as Oggy, down Ogston, the river that I'm in at the minute. And like I say, we spent many a happy childhood here, and it looks exactly the same now. There are some parts that have changed due to erosion of the riverbanks and a touch of deforestation. Must be by the electricity company, because above me now, there's some electronic wires. I'm not painting the picture very nice, but it really is beautiful. And this was like paradise. You just used to head off at like 8 in the morning, pack some lunch, and just stay out here all day and go home at like 8 o'clock at night. And just leave the bikes in a bush somewhere and just be walking up and down. Or I'd leave my bike at my friend Jay's house, at Jason Bramley. But it's just stunning, a stunning area, and it's just nice to be back down here again. I think it's been around about 10 years since I last came down. And like I say, it's not changed much, but then in some ways it has. But it's strange, really. Very nostalgic. So Ray and I were just going to go out a walk in the Peak District today, but went for a coffee and had a real bit of a chill out by the river, and we just had a wander down here now. How many times would you say, Ray, that you've been down here, do you think? How many times have you been down?
10,000.
10,000, no, easily.
I don't know, oh, thousands of times.
Right. Thousand, easy thousand. And there are loads of little spots on the river that have got their own little like nicknames. At this moment in time, we're sat at a spot where there's some concrete barrels, basically. So this was obviously nicknamed the Barrels. Further up, towards where Ogston Drive comes down from Higham, there is a spot there called the Seven Waterfalls. And it's a series of like concrete water, like a weir basically, where the water flows down. It was called the Seven Waterfalls, yet there's only five. So if it's called the Seven Waterfalls, that's fine. We've just got to keep calling it that. And there's some other little sections where there's like deep bits of water where you used to dare each other to like dive in. And this little section here that I'm going to walk under now, I'll include this as the Buart actually. Just walking downstream underneath a bridge. And it was one of those points where you used to dare each other to walk through. And I've got some shorts on that are just below knee height, and I'm about to go to knee height, but obviously if you can imagine, if you're 10 years old, or possibly even younger, this will be quite deep, or seem quite deep. So it really is beautiful, and I thought I'd just quickly check in via audio boo and say a quick hello, as I seem to be doing less and less boos of late. But I'll tell you something, I've got 4 boos ready for upload, but I've just not uploaded them because I'm a perfectionist fool, and I was tired when I did them at work. So I'll have to re-record them, won't I? Okay, so I'll say bye for now from the River Amber in glorious Derbyshire on the edge of the glorious Peak District. Okay, so it's bye from me.
It's bye from me.
And it's bye from Ray. Speak to you all again soon.